From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has raised the country's terrorism alert to critical. That's the highest level, meaning an attack is imminent. Salman Abedi has been named the person responsible for the deadly bombing following an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. British police are urgently trying to determine whether the suicide bomber acted alone or was part of a larger terror network. Prime Minister May said the blast was timed to cause maximum carnage and said the attack was one of cowardice.
All acts of terrorism are cowardly attacks on innocent people. But this attack stands out for its appalling, sickening cowardice.
The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for Monday's blast that killed 22 people and injured 59 others. The U.S. Congress held hearings on Tuesday about the possible connection between President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russia. Speaking at the hearing, former CIA Director John Brennan said the evidence of Russian interference was clear.
It should be clear to everyone that Russia brazenly interfered in our 2016 presidential election process and that they undertook these activities despite our strong protests and explicit warning that they not do so.
However, Brennan said he did not know whether the Trump campaign itself colluded with the Russian interests. Various U.S. media outlets have also reported that President Donald Trump asked two of the country's top intelligence chiefs to publicly disavow possible Russian collusion with his election campaign. Trump made separate appeals in March to Daniel Coats, the National Intelligence Director, and to Admiral Michael Rogers, the Director of the National Security Agency. This is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday declared that both the Israeli and Palestinian leaders are ready to reach for peace.
I am committed to trying to achieve a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and I intend to do everything I can to help them achieve that goal.
Trump made the remark alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a speech at the Israel Museum. Trump had held talks with Netanyahu on Monday and then met him again on Tuesday after a brief visit to the West Bank for a one-hour discussion with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. There was no specific mention in any of Trump's remarks in Israel to occupation or the two-state solution, a pair of major sticking points for the Palestinians. The status of Jerusalem, which both Israelis and Palestinians claim as their capitals, is also a major complication for a solution. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law in Mindanao. Ernesto Abella, Philippine presidential spokesman.
The president has called me and asked me to announce that as of 10 p.m. Manila time, he has already declared martial law for the entire island of Mindanao. Ernesto Guevara has clarified that this is possible on the grounds of existence of rebellion because of what is happening in Mindanao, based on Article 7, Section 18 of the Constitution. This is good for 60 days.
The decision was made after fighting between Philippine troops and militants in the hunt for the Philippine head of the Islamic State group in the area. Isnilon Hapilyon is the country's most wanted man, with a $5 million bounty placed on his head by the United States for alleged terrorist activities against American citizens. The Philippine military on Tuesday launched a raid on a house in Mawarih City, where the IS leader was believed to be recuperating from wounds sustained in a previous clash. At least two soldiers and a police officer have been killed and 12 others wounded. A bus plunged nearly 150 meters into a river in the mountainous northern Uttarakhand state in northern India on Tuesday. Police say the accident killed at least 15 Hindu pilgrims and injured another 7 people. Rescuers have recovered 15 bodies and are searching for another 8 people. 7 people with injuries were hospitalized. The cause of the accident was not immediately known. The area is nearly 400 kilometers northeast of New Delhi. More than 110,000 people are killed annually on India's roads. Most crashes are attributed to reckless driving, poor maintained roads, and aging vehicles. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.